Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to another week of Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with the most interesting and important stories you should know about. Today, a new hotel could bring 110 rooms to downtown Wilkes-Barre. And how are school districts and colleges in our region trying to address a statewide shortage of teachers? Find out in the latest News Voices. It's Monday, May 19th. Let's get you up to date. First, let's take a little look back in Scranton history. In the first half of the 1900s, the Scranton family helped form two philanthropic organizations, the Century Club and the Scranton Area Community Foundation. Fast forward to 2025, and the foundation has found a permanent home in the recently restored club on Jefferson Avenue. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from a celebration of the new space that will help the foundation better serve the community.
Laura DeChesi is president and CEO of the Scranton Area Community Foundation. She stood in the garden room on the club's second floor. Natural light streamed through the antique windows. Down a step, rows of meeting tables.
It's welcoming. It's inclusive. It invites the community in and says, there's space for you here.
The foundation was housed across the street in the Jewish Community Center. It manages assets for charitable purposes and works with local nonprofits. They raised over $2 million to renovate the historic home.
We needed to make it the type of building that could contain a staff that is growing, that is moving forward, that is innovating.
Technology and accessibility were both updated. The foundation may have Scranton in its name, but their work extends beyond the city and beyond Lackawanna County.
We serve donors that have desires to have their charitable mission go outside Lackawanna County, and so we want to fulfill that.
DeChesi says we all need to think regionally. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
All right, since we're looking toward the future now, here's something on the horizon for Wilkes-Barre. The Diamond City could get a 7-story, 110-room hotel on Public Square by fall of 2026. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more from the developer's announcement.
Developer Heinze Samsilla says he's shifting focus from developing the former Hotel Sterling to transform an office building on Public Square. He spoke Thursday at a press conference at City Hall and says he's happy to announce the new project.
6 years ago, I promised here to everybody, to people, we're gonna do hotel.
Developers say the planned hotel for 46 Public Square will include fine dining, a gym, and a 500-person capacity conference space. And Mayor George Brown says he's worked hard to bring Wilkes-Barre a new hotel throughout his 6 years as mayor.
The hotel will be a milestone for Wilkes-Barre. The project will attract tourists, business travelers, and large events while creating good jobs for our residents. It's a perfect fit for our city's vibrant downtown and strategic location.
Developers say renovations are set to begin in the fall, with expected completion by mid-fall of 2026. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella, for that story. Next, a federal program that helps low-income families heat their homes in the winter could be on the chopping block after the Trump administration proposed cutting it from next year's budget. As Sophia Schmidt reports for WVIA, that could leave hundreds of thousands of households in Pennsylvania struggling to pay their utility bills.
The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is funded by the federal government. States distribute the money, sending payments directly to utilities on behalf of eligible customers to help them pay their bills. The program can also pay to repair broken heaters, buy heating fuel, and help families avoid shutoffs or get service turned back on. In a typical year, more than 300,000 Pennsylvania households use the program. It helped North Philly resident Michael Brown replace his broken heater. The 51-year-old was forced to retire early from his career as a mortgage underwriter after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. With no income, he couldn't afford to fix the heater on his own, but he got a new heater through LIHEAP.
The guy, he came, they delivered the heater like the next week, and so far, so good. It's working awesome. The program is unbelievable.
The White House has called LIHEAP unnecessary and said the administration will support low-income energy customers instead through energy dominance, lower prices, and an America First economic platform.
That was Sophia Schmidt with that story. More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. So if you've been listening to this show or reading WVIA.org lately, you've probably heard that there is a nationwide teacher shortage. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has been covering this for a while now, including some creative ways that schools in our region are recruiting new teachers. She joins WVIA's Roger Dupuy to discuss in the latest News Voices.
I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is News Voices. Today I have with me WVIA news reporter Sarah Hofius Hall.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Sarah. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So I understand that according to a new report, there is a significant teacher shortage here in Pennsylvania. Can you tell me about that?
Superintendents have told me that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they would have maybe 100 applicants for one teaching job. And now sometimes they put out an advertisement for a teaching job and don't receive any applicants at all. Nobody is certified in that specific subject area who wants to teach in that district. So they have to rely more and more on people with emergency certifications. So that means while they have a bachelor's degree, it might be in something completely unrelated to teaching. So these classrooms, they're staffed. They have someone in the front of the room, but it may not be somebody who is highly qualified to teach it. Just this week, PA Needs Teachers and Teach Plus put out a report that found that the state needs an additional 8,500 teachers just to be hired to fill vacancies and to replace teachers in the classroom now who have emergency permits and not traditional certification.
Right. Now, Sarah, you have been an education reporter now for a very long time. Is this the worst that you have seen the teacher shortage here in Pennsylvania?
Definitely over the last couple of years. We've heard people talk about it more and more, but we're also now seeing programs put in place to try to get people excited to enter the profession again.
Right. And you just wrote about one of those programs that is taking place in Luzerne County.
Yeah. Wilkes-Barre Area School District a few years ago started a program called the Education Experience Program. So it allows high school seniors, they have about a dozen in the program right now, to spend their senior year rotating, a different placement each quarter, but spending half their day taking traditional classes at the high school and the other half a day with different classroom teachers in different schools, different subject areas, really being immersed in the teaching world.
Right. Why is that important, Sarah?
People are just trying to get kids excited about being a teacher and why it is such an important profession. Sure, it is a hard job. Teachers these days face things that teachers didn't face 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but they're really trying to get kids in the classroom, seeing how important the job is and the difference they can make.
And I want to come back to one of the other stories that you've recently written about this, but before I do that, what are some of the impediments? What are some of the things that are standing in the way of young people getting into the teaching profession?
It's everything from pay to concerns about burnout and stress. So during the pandemic, it really put a lot of stress on teachers. They were in their dining rooms, maybe, trying to teach a class virtually. And we saw I think that the stress had been building, but that was really a moment that kind of brought more attention to the issues teachers face.
Okay. One of the stories that you wrote within the past few weeks is about how Luzerne County Community College and Commonwealth University of Pennsylvania have created something called the Grow Your Own model. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so the two schools, Luzerne County Community College and Commonwealth University, have come together for a very unique partnership that will allow students to get their first 2 years from the community college while staying in Hazleton, so going to the Hazleton Center. And then Commonwealth University comes in and either teaches classes at the Hazleton Center or online. These students can do their observations in the Hazleton Area School District. They can student teach in the school district. And then the hope is that these students will want to stay in the city and then teach in Hazleton. So they can really, for the first time, not have to leave Hazleton to become a teacher.
Sounds excellent to me, Sarah. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. And by the way, tomorrow is the primary election here in Pennsylvania. It's a municipal primary, so that means a lot of names on the ballot for things like mayors, county council members, and more. You can find a preview of some key races in the region at WVIA.org and stay with us for coverage from the team all day on Tuesday. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, make sure to subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Monday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.